Hey, hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? I hope everyone had a great 4th of July weekend. I know I did. Back in New York, visiting family. It was absolutely a blast. It's always fun moving cars all day, driving back and forth to the store. It's always fun. I hope everyone had a great 4th of July, safe 4th of July. Saw some kid in Maine blow his own damn head off, literally blew his head off, trying to light fireworks off of his head. If that's not natural selection, folks, I don't know what is. 22-year-old dude still doesn't understand, is it physics? Is that the science? Physics? Jesus Christ. Blew his own goddamn head off. It's unbelievable. This dude, I mean, in honor of those who died to free this country from England, gave his own life on the 4th of July. That's insane, man. How much beer do you have to fucking drink to get the idea that, I think I'm cool. I think I can blow up this M80 on the top of my head and I'll be okay. It's crazy, man. Stupid. But I have fun around the family. My son enjoyed it. He went and saw the fireworks for the first time. He really, really had a good time with his cousins and his family. Hopefully some of y'all saw that picture I posted on Facebook and Instagram. My uncle he's disgusting. This dude mixed his ribs with his banana pudding all in the same container. It's disgusting, man. Anybody else have a family member like that? They will just mix any food they have. They don't care. And I'm not talking about like a plate of ribs and then you have some banana pudding. I'm talking about he took the container that had the banana pudding, so it has like banana pudding, like remnants all throughout the pan, and it's boom. Ribs on top of it. Like rib topped banana pudding. And he thinks it's funny. And you know what? It is funny. I had a great time at home, man. I don't know how funny this podcast is going to be. I don't think any of my podcasts are really ever really funny. But I learned a lot about my dad this weekend. I won't say a lot. I learned something important, another important thing about my dad. And so I get up on Friday morning. My dad's 60. I get up Friday morning and I don't see him in the house. And I'm like, where's dad? You know, I'm thinking he's getting prepped for the barbecue. So I throw some stuff on. I go outside and I don't see him, but I hear a rake down the street. And I go out there and my dad he's down the street raking somebody's yard. And are you guys familiar with the ways these yards are set up? Have y'all seen this before where you have the street, then you have yard, then you have the sidewalk, and then you have more yard and then the house. That's how it is in the city in Rochester. You got street, little bit of yard, sidewalk, yard, and then house. So the yard that's closest to the street, that's city property, but people cut it because, I mean, it's your yard, but it still kind of belongs to the city. And we don't live in the best neighborhood, but it's not the worst, but it's not the greatest. And let's be honest, there's a lot of transient people that come through there. They're not homeowners. I mean, it's Section 8 housing, and it's just not to like, it's a certain type of people. I'll say that. People who aren't used to owning or having anything nice. And they've always lived for slumlords. Like, I see some of these guys, they come into the city. You know, these suburban businessmen, they come into the city. They buy up these houses. They put shitty blinds up. You know, they barely paint it. They put the shit on Section 8. And you get these people that move in and that don't care. And they tear shit up. And it fucks up the property value for the entire neighborhood. So you see it more and more, this move into the neighborhood that I grew up in. So these motherfuckers leave, you know, like beer bottles and potato chip bags, cigarette. They just leave all. They don't give a fuck in that neighborhood. They just leave shit everywhere, all over the floor, all over the ground. And my dad's been living in that neighborhood for almost 40 years. Mostly everybody that we knew has moved. But he's probably one of the only homeowners on that block. And this guy gets up early in the morning when all these ignorant-ass ghetto motherfuckers are sleeping, and he goes up and down the street and picks up the trash in the front yards. And that's amazing to me. That's the kind of man that I grew up with. That's what he does. I was like, why are you doing this? He goes, look, he's like, I own a home here. These people don't own this. They don't live here like I do. They'll be gone in a couple months. He's like, I don't want people riding up and down the street and seeing this. This is my neighborhood, not theirs. That's the type of person I grew up with right there. That's who raised me. At 60 years old, this dude gets up early in the morning and cleans up his street. Not just his yard, his street. My dad's got a bad knee. It's not really easy for him to get around. But he will lug his trash can up and down the street and pick up trash because he doesn't like how it represents his neighborhood. How many people would do that? That's insane, man. And I very easily could have came up in that environment, you know, with him being one of 18 children. He grew up in a time, in a place where heroin was prevalent, alcoholism. I mean, it was just, I mean, you're talking about the 60s and 70s. In New York City and in Rochester, where shit was, it was bad. Very easily could have slipped into that lifestyle, but none of them did. Not one. Not one drug addict, not one in prison. That's crazy to me, man. I feel very fortunate and lucky to have been raised by this man. And, that hit me hard. I was like, man. So I just wanted to take this time to pay a little homage to my dad. That was a very, I don't know if I want to use the word profound, but it was an epiphany, if you will, just to see my dad do that. And I was just like, man, that's some powerful stuff. And I'm not going to say they don't make them like that anymore because people like that just aren't made, you know. They're not pressed out of a factory. That takes time, you know, to raise someone to be that way. Those people just aren't born like that. That's why I hate that. They don't make them like that. It's like, you know, it's just... It takes time. You don't become a good person or a great person by default. You have to. It's something you gotta have. You gotta be taught and have instilled in you, and then you have to do things throughout your life to where it becomes second nature to where you want to help and you don't even really think about it. It's a group effort. That's a hats off to my grandmother and all my aunts and uncles, because they're all like that. They raised each other. But yeah, man, that was a powerful, profound moment for me in my life. And sorry, it's not funny. First, it's sad to see my neighborhood go to end up to be in the state that it's in. And then, you know, to see my dad out there lugging, you know, his trash can with rake and shovel out there picking up other grown adults' trash. Ignorant-ass people who just don't give a fuck about what their neighborhood looks like. And I hate to say it, it's just a certain type of people who are just, they used to not having shit, they used to people handing them shit. And I was like, why are you doing this? It's just, you're not teaching them anything. And he's like, I don't care. And he's like, I can't have my neighborhood looking like this. I can't. So I think I've riffed on that enough, man. But it was a huge moment for me in my life. And hopefully I didn't get bored hearing me talk about that. But yeah, so in other news, a judge has unsealed court documents from a 2005 deposition where Mr. Bill Cosby has admitted to using Quaaludes to drug women to get sex. What do you know? The shit is true. See, that's why when this whole thing was going down, I never really came out too hard and was like, yep, this dude is a huge rapist. I believed it, but I wasn't going to go out there and go, hey, you know what? I'm gonna throw this guy to the wolves. I didn't want to do that because you just never know. But for me, there were way too many allegations for this shit not to be somewhat true. And here we are. Maybe what, a year or so later. And he admitted in court that he had done this. See, that's why, I mean, people who jumped to his defense because of a TV character that this guy played, you're stupid. I know as much as you don't want to believe that he did this stuff, but it's like, you don't know Bill Cosby. Most people don't, we don't know this man. I mean, look at this dude, Jared Fogle from Subway. He's under investigation for child pornography. Or is having his house searched. You don't know these people at all, man. Of course, people aren't jumping to Jared's defense like they are Bill Cosby, but you know, people don't want to believe this shit. I don't put anything past anybody. I don't know Bill Cosby. I can't believe this dude built his credibility from a television character and the fact that he didn't swear when he did comedy. He can't rape. He doesn't cuss. Oh, that's right. Only people who cuss rape. And then to come out for the last few decades, and to his credit, there's truth to what he was saying, but to come out and condemn the black community for such trivial things at times, is pulling your pants up, getting all these accolades from people, from bigoted people, reinforcing and restating negative black stereotypes, getting all their support, and you're out literally drugging women and fucking them. The balls on this dude. Another news story. I'm pretty sure you've all seen the video. The freshman quarterback for Florida State, I believe. Or FSU, Florida. Yeah, Florida State. There's a video of him punching a girl. Now, they're in a nightclub. I've seen the video. He's trying to push his way to the bar. And woman starts kind of getting rowdy. She puts her fist up. He grabs her arms, tries to let her go, and she swings at him, and he punches her. He was suspended, and then quickly after that, indefinitely dismissed from the team. Look, I get it, man. Men aren't supposed to hit women. Jesus Christ, supposed to hit women. I get it. Quote unquote, real men never lay a hand on a woman ever. I get it. I've seen the post, and I say this. I understand. No one should hit anybody. All right. But when are people? I mean, we have the video. When are we gonna address women that hit people first? There's going to be no conversation about that at all. None. Stephen A. Smith tried to bring it up a year or so ago and was suspended. But when he comes out and condemns black people, he gets lauded. People who don't even watch SportsCenter, Stephen A., he should... That's one of the quickest things. Whenever you talk shit about black people as a black person, this guy should run for president. This guy, I would vote for him because he says shit that I believe about black people to be true. He's reinforcing those feelings that I have about Negroes sagging. He should run the country. This guy should be put in charge of whether or not we go to war, foreign policy, the economy, based on his racial views that I have about his people. But we're not going to have that conversation. I don't think you're going to see any news commentator get up there and go, "Hey, look, man, yeah, he shouldn't have hit that. She shouldn't have hit him." But at the same time, women have to learn you can't just go around hitting people because you're upset. That's the only reason why this woman swung is because she in her mind, she knew there was nothing he was going to do. Not everybody operates on that code. Look, I'm not trying to say you should hit women, but if you punch somebody, you should expect to be punched back, point blank. There's my eggs. My eggs are done. Let me pause this. I'm back. All right, sorry. Not everyone operates off that code, man. You can't go around hitting people not expecting something to happen. And, of course, people called for him to be kicked out of school immediately. Which, yeah, he should get in trouble. But here's something I don't get. Now, if this same quarterback kid, DeAndre Johnson, I believe his name. Now, if this dude was a cop punching a chick, so many people will go, she swung first. He just wants to go home. He fears for us. It's like, why can cops punch women? Why can they punch women? If they got into the same physical altercation, why can a cop punch a woman? Then I heard somebody go, "Well, she took it like a champ. He must hit like a bitch." I had a female say that to me. It's like, well, maybe he didn't really punch her that hard. Maybe he only gave her like 40% because he was like, "Look, you know, this is a girl, but I'm not just going to let anybody hit me." And it's not like he whooped her ass. She punched him, he punched her back. I'm pretty sure she learned her lesson. You just don't fucking go off hitting people because they cut you in line, or I guess the story is she cut him and he was trying to get back in front of her and she got all pissed off. It's just the entitlement mentality of some people. She just knew for a fact that, hey, I could do what I want. I'm a girl. I'm a swing on this dude. Even though he looks like he's probably in the best shape of his life, he could probably destroy me with one punch. I'm going to punch him anyway because I know he's not going to do nothing because I'm a girl. I'm a female. You never hit females. That's the rule. Here I go. And then 2 seconds later, pop, you're getting punched in the mouth. We need to have that conversation. Everyone should keep your goddamn hands to yourself. Because as soon as you hit somebody, it's fair, it should be fair game. I can't say it's not fair game. I shouldn't say it should be fair game. But just know there's a possibility that you're going to get knocked out. So in your mind, you need to know once you hit somebody, you're fair game. That's how I should have said it. Once you hit somebody, it's open season on your face. Just know that when you hit people. All right? So there's a show. That's the show. I'll be in D.C. tonight at this place called Ragtime. I'm excited. So everybody have a great week. I'm out. Thanks. Peace.